Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. A familiar story from the scriptures, a small boat threatened with wreckage by the unrelenting storm. But this time, a very strange variation. The men in the boat look across the water and see a man. But how can it be a man? He's walking to them through the storm, and he's walking on the water. Everyone in the boat is understandably astonished. Who wouldn't be? But one of them has a completely unexpected reaction. He squints through the pounding rain at this miracle, this wild, fantastical sight, and he thinks, "I want to do that." And he calls out to the man, "Lord, if that's really you, tell me to come out to you. Let me try." And Jesus says, "Well then, come." And Peter steps out and he walks on the water, at least until he starts to sink. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Peter is the guy with big ideas. He begins, or at least attempts, an awful lot of ambitious projects. He starts to walk on water. He offers to build a series of tents on the top of Mount Tabor for Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. He promises to die with Jesus rather than betray him. He cuts off the ear of one of Jesus' captors in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he begins the evangelization of the Gentiles by baptizing Cornelius and his family. But he always seems to run into some obstacles or other. He sinks on the way to Jesus. He never builds those three tents. He cuts off one ear, then flees in terror. And he follows Jesus for a while on the night of his passion, then swears that he doesn't know him. All the same, in the end, Peter actually does finish his impossible projects. Jesus pulls him out of the water and they walk back to the boat together. He does reside permanently with Jesus and Moses and Elijah in heavenly glory, and he did stay true to Jesus even to the point of martyrdom. He did what he resolved to do, despite the failures along the way. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Peter looked out from the boat, and he saw Jesus doing something impossible. He could have responded with doubt. I don't believe it. Nobody could do that. Plenty of people respond to the Christian life that way, with pure skepticism. Or he could have responded with detached approval. Yes, he's a very impressive figure, that Jesus. But that's not me. Walking on water isn't really my thing. But if it works for him, good for him. Plenty of people, too, have responded to the Christian life that way, with a kind of patronizing acceptance, a response they use to try to shake the embarrassing fact that they don't really want to live up to the standards of Jesus themselves. But Peter saw Christ walking on the water, and he had both the humility and the courage to say, "I want to be like him." This has been the response of all the saints, and that's why not only Jesus' life, but the life of each of his most devoted followers has filled the world with wonder. The saints, like Peter, walk on the water to Jesus and with Jesus. The life of every saint is a miraculous witness to all mankind that God continues to act in astonishing ways through those who have the courage to really want to be like Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Of course, walking on water is a natural impossibility. It's just not within the scope of ordinary human capabilities. But Jesus told Peter to do it. He said, "Come." And he commanded us to do things that also aren't within the scope of ordinary human capabilities. He commanded us to be perfect, as the Heavenly Father is perfect, and to love God with all our heart and soul and mind. Even more, to love one another as he has loved, and to forgive 70 times 7, and to do to others what you want them to do to you, and to take up your responsibility and to build the kingdom through family and friendship. These commands are simply too much for human nature, but human nature joined to Christ is capable of it. Christ fulfilled these demands, and he commanded that we fulfill them. So it must be that in obedience to him and in union with him, we can do this stuff. We can be perfect. We can be saints. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Peter provides the model for doing the impossible as we walk towards Jesus and with Jesus. First, we make the resolution, I want to be like Jesus. I want to be a saint. Lord, make me a saint. And then we begin the process. We step out of the boat and into the water, and we profess our fidelity to Christ. Then we suffer a setback. We sink, we flee, we betray, we regress down the mountain. We sin. But finally we grab onto the hand of Jesus, and he pulls us up, and we start walking on the water again. And we tell Jesus we love him again. And we make another resolution, and we keep going. Because nobody becomes a saint overnight. No saint avoids sin and failure, and every saint sometimes sinks in the water of fear and doubt and temptation. But nobody becomes a saint without trying either. Nobody becomes a saint without resolving to be a saint, and nobody becomes a saint by giving up on the idea of holiness. So resolve and re-resolve to be like Christ, to follow Christ's instruction. Resolve to do the impossible and to eventually become a saint. And since it's Our Lady's job to help us receive Jesus, let's make a commitment right now to belong entirely to her and to sit at her school every day in the rosary. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So what were you reflecting on?
I was thinking, I was wondering, and I was reflecting on what makes us throw in the towel. You know where that saying came from, throw in the towel?
In my head, I don't know why, but in my head, I've always attached it to boxing.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
Yeah, it's boxing.
Why do I know that?
When you're just, when the fighter's just getting the pulp beaten out of them, and his coaches in the corner realize he's just getting beat to death, they throw in the towel, and that means the fighter's done.
Interesting.
The fight is over. And I was thinking about what tempts me to throw in the towel and to quit fighting in this spiritual life to become a saint. Because as we reflected on with hope, hope is to actively strive after God and holiness as something which is possible, but not guaranteed. And, you know, what makes me throw in the towel, like right the last couple months, 3 months, have been just debilitating allergies.
Yeah.
Where I can't think. I'm so over the top tired. And it's so impossible to write. You don't feel like praying. You don't, it's just miserable. And you just want to say, you just want to throw in the towel. Or so I think, because, I mean, allergies, even though they can be really bad, aren't like real illnesses that people have, chronic illnesses, but it wears you down. Chronic illness wears you down.
I was going to say, I feel like the number one thing for me is just endurance, in the sense that it's not major things that happen once. It's just like the constant things, even if they're smaller, just the fact that it's going to keep going.
Yeah, it just wears you down.
Because it's easier to just push through for a little bit longer and be done with it than to know that this is it. It's going to keep going.
Yeah, chronic illness, it just keeps going. Or when we've tried so hard and then we fall in temptation and we sin and then we beat ourselves up and we just want to throw in the towel. Or when we fall off the bandwagon. Now, I don't know where that saying came from.
Yeah, because, well, my head goes to bandwagon as in bands, and I'm like, if you're falling off the bandwagon, as in like 70s, 80s kind of bands, you probably have better luck. but I'm sure bandwagon means something entirely different.
We need to look that one up. But you get my point. When we fall off the bandwagon with our prayer, or our spiritual practices. And then I mean, there's just so many things that can discourage us. And it's but the image that keeps coming back to me when we fall, when we beat ourselves up, when we get discouraged, when we're exhausted, when we just can't go on, I thought, what did it look like to Peter to be under the water and your reach, you're grasping, and then all of a sudden the hand of Jesus grabs yours and pulls you out.
I think I know exactly what that was like, having been taught to swim by you.
I wanted to give you a biblical experience.
Sure. I would also say, having gone cliff diving, that I remember just going pretty deep underwater and then looking up at the water above me and just for a second being like, wait, how do I get up there? It's kind of it's a terrifying moment.
But it's a terrifying moment when you sink in whatever fashion and you don't know a hand is coming.
Mm-hmm. But it's also an important moment because that's the moment when you know you can't do anything.
I think that's the most important part of the meditation, is that when we come, and maybe this is why, I can say it is, this is why God allows us to get to this point, because what is the form of all sin? What is the flavor of, not the flavor, what's the form of all sin?
Pride?
Pride.
Mm.
And that's self-reliance.
Yeah.
And all these moments, God allows us to fall into temptation. He allows us to sink in chronic illness. He allows us to, all these things to further teach us, don't try to rely on yourself.
Yeah, because I think part of the frustration when you fall again is, I thought I knew better.
I should have known better.
I thought things were different. Or even worse, when we experience something, we think, well, now I know, and it will never happen again. Yeah. And everything will be better now. And again, it sort of fights against the triumph of endurance, because it's not enough to just be like, well, it will never happen again, so it's fine. It's okay.
Right. Yeah. If you're praying with us and listening to this conversation and you feel like you are underwater, just stick out that hand and say, I can't do it. Jesus, I can't do it. You have to do it for me.
Yeah, because we can't do it either way.
Right. Right. I still like that phrase, I can't, Lord, you can, therefore you must.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that conversation.
Thank you. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. I did teach you to swim.
I'm sure I can swim now. I went swimming on Saturday, and I lived.
Share this with others.